up in the morning.
Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Nikki and DeMello.
I'll be by your side when you wake up in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Coast FM.
I'll be by your side.
November 8 is Cook Something Bold and Pungent Day.
Okay, that is so specific.
Isn't it?
Well, bold and pungent. All right, I'll give it a go.
Embrace the cabbage or the curry.
Cabbage.
And the garlic and the chilli, all of that stuff.
I've grown my own cabbage and I picked them yesterday, so why don't I make something with my homegrown cabbage?
Did you wash them properly?
I have rinsed them, but I plan to wash them when...
Yeah, that's the only
I was
thing.
Thinking about it. I was like, there's going to be a lot of bugs in there.
Yeah, because we found that with a lot of the... Particularly the brassicas. They love them.
The brassicas.
That's all the cabbage family stuff, the insects, they love them.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Anyway, these are the things that deserve some time in the sun today. Or maybe not literally in the sun, obviously, but yeah, there are quite a few songs kicking around that have got a bit of an 80s sax vibe.
Yeah, they're
on.
All doing it at the moment, aren't they? I suppose trends come and go, don't they?
Yes, well.
Next thing you know, we'll all have perms.
Hey, shoulder pads will be back before
it's
you
about
know it.
Time, isn't it?
Yeah, and the little kind of the hair scrunchy things on you.
Scrunchies?
Leg warmers, that's what I'm
going
with.
I was going to say, scrunchies are already back.
No, but yeah, scrunchies has things that you wear on your legs, which is essentially...
Leg scrunchies.
That's what a leg warmer is. I may not be down with the terminology, but I'm pretty certain that's what they always look like to me.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, Shouse, love tonight. 97.3 Coast FM, Nikki and DeMello aboard. Welcome to Monday.
Yep, happy Monday. We're here again.
Yeah. You sound so excited about it too.
No, I'm just annoyed. I had such a lovely sleep Friday and Saturday night, and Sunday night laid there for about 2 hours.
Oh, God, really?
Just thinking I need to be asleep, but I'm not.
Is it in any way connected? Do you get like... sinusy hay fevery things?
No, but, well, I used to, but anyway, I'm on the newsreader, has just said that she is.
I was talking to her about
got
it this
a lot
morning.
Of hay fever today as well.
It's weird, you know, it's funny because people look at my boy and go, he doesn't really look much like you because he looks a lot like.
Maybe he's not yours.
Well, hang on. Now, he looks like he's got Donna's colouring, he's got Donna's hair, he's got all of that kind of stuff. But I went over to Mum and Dad's place yesterday and all of us were sneezing and scratching our eyes and it's like they're absolutely connected. Like you've got the...
See?
We are
related.
You've got the same allergies, man. Anyway, so yes. But honestly, I've been scratching
my eyes. Is it the warm weather maybe? Finally heating up and it's getting very windy.
Possibly.
Blowing it all in.
Because quite possibly there are days when it's worse.
Mm.
Days or also inside of this room, this studio always makes
me
sneeze.
Well, that's a different environment, isn't it? It's just full of dust.
I don't know what that is. But anyway, if you're suffering with it, then yeah, you're not alone by any stretch. It feels like it's a bad year this year. So CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, has created a Twitter poll asking if he should sell 10% of the shares that he owns in Tesla. It's ended, by the way, if you wanted to make a comment, but he was actually willing to stick by it. So and apparently the masses voted in favour of him selling his Tesla stock, which means we could be talking about in US dollars, $25 billion, about $28 billion our money, worth of stock going. And it's all about a debate that's going on at the moment about whether the mega rich should pay more tax.
Right, so this has nothing to do with him saying that he would solve world hunger.
No, that's another discussion that I saw kicking around.
Because, he's saying that he will give them, is it something ridiculous, like $8 billion?
Which is less than 10%, obviously. It's like it's 5% of what his stock is. Well, I think someone said that his stock, if he spent 6% of his Tesla stock, he could cure world hunger.
Yeah, well, I think that's what he's offered up. If they can provide him... It was the World Health Organization?
Whoever it is,
he's saying if you can give me a plan,
because
you can have the money.
That's the thing is that World Health Organization had a budget of something like that in 2019 and world hunger is still a thing, which I think is his point. He's like, listen, I'm calling you
What's
out on
plan?
That. I'm not sure. Yeah, you come up with a plan, you can have the cash.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's obviously a little bit sensitive about the cash because now he's saying, well, they're calling this the $25 billion coin flip. So, yeah, it looks like I don't understand how selling off 10% of his shares is going to prove the point about the mega rich paying more tax. Or I don't know how that's going to even up, like, tax for the rich.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't really understand.
I don't get a lot of what Elon Musk does, though.
Don't worry. But anyway, the only thing that I – bringing this back to us, speaking of untold wealth, the only thing that I can say is that obviously there's been a mistake. It wasn't me that won the $1 million.
No.
It was a 25-year-old Sydney woman who won the top prize in the $1 million vax campaign.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I forgot it was even on, and then I was rudely reminded last night when I saw that she'd won.
Apparently she wants to share her newfound wealth with her family and friends.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes, it is. Very pleased for you.
I hope she enjoys it.
Nikki and the Mellows, three things you need to know.
So first off, Saturday is McHappy Day, where any Big Mac purchase puts money directly into the Ronald McDonald House Charities, which supports sick kids and their families when they need help the most. So
great cause. You can get some Big Macs and crazy socks. What more do you want?
There's a lot you can do on Saturday, so make the most of it. It's perinatal mental health week this week. And, you know, we all talk about how amazing babies are, and they are.
Mm.
But, you know, they could alter your life in ways that you were not expecting.
Definitely.
And that's not always easy for people. So the key here is that there are places you can go to for help.
Mm-hmm.
PANDA is the acronym they work with, as in Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia. You can go to panda.org.au, or there is a hotline, 1300 726 306, but you can find that at the PANDA website.
Yep, check it out.
November 8th, I love this name. November 8th is Cook Something Bold and Pungent Day. Try to get us to...
Not going
to
lie, it doesn't sound that appetizing. Bold and pungent. Pungent's isn't something I normally go for.
It's a very descriptive term.
Yes.
So anyway, anything with lots of spices or cabbage or egg or whatever the case may be, get it in you.
Anything that makes you fart, basically.
Well, I guess. So, you know, curry up some cauliflower and you'll be well on track.
Some baked beans and cauliflower tonight.
Now, November 8th is also International Tongue Twister Day.
Okay.
So if you've ever wondered about the quantities of timber that woodchucks can throw or the whereabouts of fermented capsicum collected by certain individuals, today's the day to contemplate. Yeah. A team of researchers from Massachusetts Institute of Technology say the most difficult tongue twister in the world... Pad kid, poured curd, pulled cod. Just random words you've thrown together.
I was going to say, is that even a tongue twister? It's just words.
Well, they are, but you need to actually make a sentence out of them, don't you?
Yeah, no, that's nothing.
Pad kid, I don't know who that is, poured curd, pulled cod.
And there's just a couple of words on the end.
You know how sometimes there's this talk about what if the universe is a simulation, you know? How would we know if all the information in there was just kind of created? Well, someone's done the numbers, right? They've worked out if the visible universe was a giant computer simulation, they sussed out that it would require a system capacity of 600 million trillion, 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 trillion bits of information to run it.
Okay.
It's just to try and, you know...
How long did it take this person to figure that out?
Well, I don't know. Probably not as long as it would take to actually count that number. So the point, I guess, is there's a lot of stuff that we can see in the universe around us. So whether we'd be able to render it in the same resolution that we can see it would be tricky. So chances are I probably couldn't run an accurate simulation of the universe on my laptop, is the rundown that I'm working out from this. Not at least without adding maybe one extra hard drive. Okay. At least. I'd probably need to upgrade from Windows 7 as well, just quietly.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Let's
go! And now with entertainment news live from the briny deep, it's Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. A new trailer has been released for Stranger Things Season 4. Here it is.
Dear Mike, today is day 185. I think I have finally adapted. I even like school now. I have made lots of friends. We will have the best spring break ever.
Well, that sounds where it's going to go strangely weird, isn't it?
Yeah, so it looks intense. Make sure you watch it. There's no release date yet, but because of the mention of the best spring break ever, fans are guessing the release will be around March next year when, of course, spring break starts in the US. Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner have released statements following the fatal AstroWorld Festival over the weekend. 8 people lost their lives and over 300 were injured during a crowd surge during Travis Scott's set, with reports of a man forcibly injecting festival goers with an unknown substance as well. Scott released this video statement following the tragedy.
I just want to send out prayers to the ones that was lost last night. We're actually working right now to identify the families so we can help assist him through this tough time. You know, my fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience. And anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, I stop the show and, you know, help them get the help they need, you know. I could just never imagine the severity of the situation.
Pretty full on.
Yeah, his partner and mother to his soon-to-be two children, Kylie Jenner, received significant backlash online after she posted a video of Scott's performance, which showed an ambulance making its way through the crowd. She wrote in a statement, "Travis and I are broken and devastated. My thoughts and prayers are with all who lost their lives and were injured or affected in any way by yesterday's events. I want to make it very clear we weren't aware of any fatalities until the news came out after the show, and in no world would have continued filming or performing if we knew." So, yeah. Ed Sheeran has performed on Saturday Night Live over the weekend following his two-week COVID-19 quarantine period.
So he's out now.
He's out, he's free, and he's straight onto SNL. He performed songs from his new album Equals, including Shivers, and this one called Overpass Graffiti.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
For a live performance.
Oh, he's great.
Fine work.
He's back out competing against Adele and Taylor Swift, who has her album coming out on Friday too. So it's on.
Good luck.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.